Audio services provided by Planet Chiropractic. www.planetchiropractic.com.
His name was Wallace. He was a Scotsman. And I have walked the fields upon which he fought, because I was born in Scotland and came here as a small boy with a purpose in my life. And that purpose was to be here with you and share with you the message of freedom and be willing to let you know that you will pay a price for that freedom. The price of that freedom is you must give up all that holds you back from being who you are. For you were born free. That's the story of William Wallace and the battles that he fought and the death that he experienced and the price that he paid. In L.A., that's a joy. That's all those lunatics in the middle section over there. And then from there we went to LACC and found those people just as crazy as the people at Cleveland. Palmer West was our next invitation. I'll be glad to speak. Spoke at Life West the last time we were here. And something's happening on the West Coast. There's a revolution in education on the West Coast. To even have me invited to LACC is a revolution. However, as we shared with the students at LACC and at Cleveland, that you serve the administration, you serve the community, you serve your fellow students, you serve the patients in your clinics, you continue to serve and serve and serve and serve and serve. And pretty soon, you are the master of your universe. Because if you ever choose to be master, you must be servant to all. That is the price. The price is to give up yourself and realize what it is you're here for and what it is you're trying to accomplish and then change the world accordingly. The students at the West Coast schools are making a major, major difference in their institutions. And it's a love for this principle of chiropractic that has motivated in that direction. They will benefit beyond all belief. Those students who at this time are serving those institutions and their fellow students will be the leaders that will take these meetings in the next 20 years and turn it into 10 and 15,000 people. That's the leadership that is here today from the schools. You don't realize this. And you say, Ian, how do you know that? I know that because when I was in my student years, so many years ago at Logan College, it's what I did. I was the head of this organization and the head of that organization, and we coordinated that movement. We served that. We brought these speakers on. We were the radicals on campus. I went back my first year after graduation and was thrown off campus. I was thrown off campus when I was a student. I was thrown off campus as after I was a student. I was thrown off campus. There was a price. I said, Ian Grassam, get off our campus. We're not going to listen to that trash. And that trash was about subluxation and the correction of the subluxation and the fact that it was the answer to the healthcare needs of a nation. And uniquely enough, that was 30 years ago. And I went out over those years and went and spoke to the various groups around this country. And I really, really enjoyed the fact that David Kennedy, dentist, was on your platform this weekend. Because there are more David Kennedys out there than you know that exist in other professionals who at their heart of their life and their professional service know what we know. But imagine, I mean, here we are very comfortable in this room putting forth the principles that we believe in, discussing the foundation of our science. Can you imagine what the dental world thinks of David Kennedy? His fellow dentists? Can you imagine the names that that man is called and his wife is called and his family puts up with? He's standing up in a profession that if given half a chance could push a button would have David Kennedy disappear. Do you understand that? That's the price he's paying. He's standing up here and he feels wonderful and warm and probably brief moments of his life he wishes he was a chiropractor just to have this kind of support. But the reality is that when David goes home and over the weekend and Monday morning, he'll be a dentist. He'll be part of a profession nationwide that doesn't necessarily appreciate what he stands for. We in chiropractic have an opportunity to lead the David Kennedys of this world. You know and I know that throughout this country, there are literally tens of thousands of people, professional, layman, what have you, that are into wellness. Am I right? I mean, from every nutritionist, every massage therapist, every acupuncturist, every person that deals in clinical psychology of wellness care, the understanding of the total being, those people are out there. They are fractionated. They're like David, God bless him. He's off on a movement and running things for a program he believes in. You've got them out there doing this all over the country. What is it they need? Leadership. They need leadership. They need focus. They need something that helps put it all together. What happens when chiropractic establishes nationwide? And I'm trying to talk with the ICA, and the ICA is talking about this, and that is about having a Health Freedoms Day, where all people who practice a natural healing science will march on Washington, D.C., and tell those people they cannot pass laws that hold back freedom of health care from the people of this nation. How many tens of thousands of followers of this wellness movement who understand that this has to come to be? Jerry talked about being in a post-critical mass mental plane. And this is where we are today. I've spent the last 25, 30 years of my life going around this country and going throughout the world telling the chiropractic story, telling the innate-based story, telling the subluxation-based story, relating the science of chiropractic, that the body's a self-healing, self-regulating organism. And I have watched medicine go through many phases in this short period of time. It's sometimes hard to realize the suffering that is going on within the basic medical paradigms in this nation. From Australia to the United States to Canada, and I've been in Europe, been in Russia. We were in Russia before the Iron Curtain came down, and we watched the medical paradigm fail after failure after failure after failure, to the extent that the people are beginning to challenge that now. And that's what Jerry was talking about earlier this morning. The medical paradigm is collapsing on itself. It is collapsing under the pressure of its own failure. It does not supply people what they need, especially an enlightened society. See, when you know that health is that condition within the body where all tissue cells, systems, and organs are expressing their potential, and you know this, and you can tap into the internet, and you can pick up the books around the country, we're in the information age. We're at a time where the subluxation has been removed from the communication networks of this nation. Everything that our parents were raised with, and so many of us were raised with, we were raised with an information program. It was a disinformation program. It was a program where the government decided what you should hear when it came to health care. Is that not true? David's up here fighting because you have your government trying to put poison into your drinking system for no other reason than profitability for some entity somewhere. Do you understand that? This industry is willing to put your life and the life of your children at risk for the sake of a few dollars. This is happening across this country. This disinformation campaign is what you and I have lived with all these years. Madison Avenue decides how you should think. The average guy, the working Joe out there, whether he's an electrician or a carpenter or a plumber, whatever the case may be, he's had it drilled into his head for the last 20 years that the minute he comes to the end of the day, he should begin to get drunk. Isn't quitting time Miller time? You think that's an accident? This is a devious, planned, programmed model to move you through the various parts of your life based on the needs of some profitability mechanism within some large corporation. It's Miller time. Cigarette smoking. All of these habits are continually, disinformation plan-wise, led to you through your children, through your television, through everything, to the extent where they are willing to poison you for the sake of profit. Poison for profit is what David is talking about. David and people like him need your support, but they above all need your leadership. Because see, listen to what's happening. David is having a difficult time in so many places because there's no understanding of health in the people. We live in a system that is able to sell the public tens of billions and hundreds of billions of dollars of cures from the outside in, don't we? You can go to your drugstore and you can, and what's happening now? That which used to be written by prescription is now what? Over the counter. Now what's the difference between prescription strength and over the counter strength? How many you take? Over the counter strength, multiply by 3, you're at prescription strength. We're going to get a direct impact right from the chemical drug world over the counter to you, OTC, into your home. And as Fred, in his speeches, as we did at the colleges over the last few days, he talks about the fact that our nation is made up of people who were born in a medicine cabinet, as BJ said. Born in a medicine cabinet. Born with an understanding, I shouldn't say born with an understanding, but born and then educated to an understanding, trained to an understanding, that no matter who they are, where they are, where they come from, they are insufficient. They're not enough. They're lacking. They were brought into this world with something missing, and that something that's missing can be brought to them by their local pharmaceutical and drugstore. That's the belief system which the people you and I are working with believe. And that's why it makes it so difficult for David Kennedy, or anyone else for that matter, to go to these people and say, you're poisoning yourself. Remember, their understanding of sickness and disease is a roll of the dice. Is it not? Geez, what did I do? Why me? What did I do to deserve this sickness? What did I do to deserve this illness? What did my loving child do to deserve this sickness and disease to be born with it? You live in a nation of victims, but they became victims through a disinformation campaign that was put into their hearts and minds to weaken them as a people. This is what you're dealing with. It's not that those people aren't capable of learning, it's they've been told that they're ignorant and they're weak, and they're insufficiently made, although miraculously made, insufficiently made. It's a dichotomy that's got to be driving people crazy, because they go to church on Sunday and they're told that they are miraculously made. And then come Monday, they're told that they are insufficiently manufactured because a lot of chemicals were left out at the point of conception. What kind of, I mean, is this a spin bin or what? This is where people live. Can you imagine? We talk about why people don't move forward, why they don't experience a more successful life, and why they don't experience a more healthful life and a happier life. Why are they so screwed up? It is not an accident that people are screwed up. They don't know whether to go right or left. They live in that world of paralysis of analysis and lay there like an attitude of victims for the rest of their life, waiting for someone to bring joy, someone to bring happiness, someone to bring health. They're sitting there waiting for life to show up because they've been trained that they were born life deficient. They've got a life deficiency syndrome brought to you by Madison Avenue and the drug industry. If I have you believing that sickness and disease is some ethereal thing that floats from the outside in and comes down upon you through the wrath of God, which is what these diseases are called, aren't they? Isn't that what AIDS was referred to? It was the wrath of God. As Fred talks about, sickness and disease started out, its causation were demons. Demons were those mystical things you couldn't see that were brought to you by whenever you got off the given track. The demons went on to become bacteria. The bacteria were also those things that you couldn't see, taste, touch, or feel. Am I right? The mystery sandwich was sold to you every day that you couldn't handle it. It was something you couldn't see. You're too stupid. How many times have you heard it? Pat them on the head, give them 2 aspirins, and send them home. The ignorance of the medical profession and the fact that that ignorance turned into power through Madison Avenue has caused the problems we deal with today. Because when you sit down with people and you tell the basic chiropractic story, they say, well, God, why didn't somebody tell me that 20 years ago? Because it's so honest and so simple. You are dealing with mass ignorance across this nation that was done on purpose. And you've got to stop and realize that this is an organized program. You have a lot of work to do. You've got to realize that this medical paradigm can only exist in a field of ignorance. Medicine cannot stand the light of information. Organized medicine, as you and I know it, cannot live in the light of the information age. Medicine and the way it is practiced and the way that you see it portrayed every day is on its way out as we speak. Jerry mentioned earlier today about C. Everett Koop. C. Everett Koop is probably the most powerful opinion leader in the field of medicine today. One of the reasons he carries that power is because he does not have an agenda for self-aggrandizement or profit. He's actually trying to move something forward within the healthcare delivery system. He's a medical physician. He sees things from a medical point of view, but he's also aware of the fact that that which he sees is falling apart. In May 26th of last year, C. Everett Koop held in Washington, D.C., the first symposium on alternative care and its integration into the field of medicine. He had days of studies about chiropractic moving into orthodox medicine, about acupuncture and nutrition and Ayurveda and aromatherapy and everything he could think of that exists in the alternative care world. And he said, how can we integrate this into medicine? And yet in his opening statement, he makes the comment that the medical paradigm is collapsing. The basic medical model has failed. He said, and the thing we have to ask ourselves, are we looking for one more therapeutic modality? And the answer is no. He said, we must restructure the health care paradigm. We must change the rules of the game. See, the game rules were established by organized medicine and the drug industry over the last few thousand years. And the rules of the game, as you and I know it, which makes it so difficult for us, is to find the disease and treat the disease and eliminate the symptoms of the disease. Is that not been the rules of the game for the last 1,000 years? The answer is yes. You and I can't win under those rules. Do you understand that? Well, what does that mean? Should we give up? Say, no, we change the rules of the game. What happens when we change the rules of the game and the game changes to that of finding the cause of the sickness, correct the cause of the sickness, and rely upon the innate ability of the body to self-heal itself? When those are the rules of the game, what happens to the medical practitioner? He's out of business. He either gets in line, learns what his purpose is, ends up working for a decent chiropractor, told what to do, gets his head out of his pelvis and realizes that he must have some kind of a life. This is what happens. You see, the rules of the game must be changed to suit the model we're looking for. Now, this is what Jerry talked about this morning. When we were in a pre-critical mass consciousness in this country, nobody understood. There was these weirdos running around talking about health care and wellness care and fixing causes. And what are they talking about? Sickness, disease, treatment, symptoms. What's all that crap? And then all of a sudden, we kept telling the story, telling the story, telling the story, structuring a new health care paradigm and comparing it to the failing medical paradigm. Remember, medicine can't stand the light of day. It cannot work. As long as you keep telling the story, telling the story, telling the story, and you don't have to go through a Madison Avenue filter or a federal or state government filter, the truth gets to the people. Let the people know the truth. The truth will what? Set them free. Isn't that what Bobby just did here when he did Martin Luther King Jr.'s speech? Free at last, free at last. This is the story that has to be told. Your mission is not about being a chiropractor and correcting a subluxation and having a good life. You have a mission in life to alter the direction and the understanding and the enlightenment of a planet. It begins right here in Costa Mesa, but your objective is to go throughout the world. That's not a bad start with 40 million Californians and get them aware of it, because the Fruit and Nut Society out here will take the message across the world. Am I right? Do you understand that when you're from California, you get away with a lot of weird shit? I don't care if you go from Wall Street to Main Street. You're from California. Everybody goes, okay, make space. Because you know they're going to come up with something weird and different, and usually right. And after so many years, it goes to the East Coast, bounces back to the Midwest, and the nation has a new idea, thanks to California. That's the reality of it. So I'm placing on you the burden of being the big nut. You understand if you take a jar of mixed nuts and you shake them up? Where do the big nuts go? Well, if you're not at the top, you might be a little nut. The objective is to go out. Well, the worst thing in the world is if you're going to be a nut, to be a little nut. Remember, when you're a big nut, they really let you away with some weird shit. The reality here is this. If you're going to shake up society, which means change the rules by which we live, shake that damn jar. It's a jar of mixed nuts anyhow, right? And as you shake the jar, shake the jar, shake the jar, all the little bitty nuts float to the bottom and all the big nuts go to the top. And the big nuts change the way people live. The big nuts are the clowns that end up on this platform. You understand what I'm saying? We've been measured a lot of times in various places and failed the test for sanity. Remember, sanity in this world is to do the same thing every day, each day expecting a different result. That's when you know you're nuts. Okay? And what I'm saying to you is that you have an opportunity obligation because the medical healthcare paradigm is crumbling. And it's crumbling at a rate where it's creating chaos in the marketplace. My God, the PhDs and the MBAs and all the people of letters, education, and business have taken over medicine. And so far what they have done is they have changed nothing with managed care, have they? They have changed, they've gone to manage cost, but they haven't gone to manage care. Managed care is what we do. We take a patient and explain to them where they are. We then tell them where they should be, and then we give them a methodology by which they can get there. Is that not what we do? We explain to them what health is and what they don't have. We have been doing income and outcome assessments for the last 102 years. All of a sudden, medicine's in a panic because they're going to have to do an outcome assessment, which will prove they don't work. Chiropractic says, send me all the outcome assessment crap you want. I can tell you what kind of health the patient is in when they can come in. I can tell you what kind of health they ought to have when they leave. And I'll tell you the methodology by which we get there. We will structurally, biomechanically, neurologically, lifestyle, nutrition, and every other way, let them know where they should be. Do you understand the enlightenment and the healing that takes place in a human being when all of a sudden they find out they can do something about it? The absolute slavery that has occurred in the hearts and minds of people in this country have been the fact that they have been blamed for being sick and given no way to do anything about it. That's how you create insanity in a society. Do you understand that? When you blame them for their problems and tell them there's no way for them to control, they have to come to me to buy their health. It's already been proven. You put two monkeys in a cage and every time one monkey screws up, you belt the other one. Guess who gets ulcers? The guy that's getting belted. He didn't do nothing. He can't fix it. He's not the cause. He's not responsible. When you take a society of people and you tell them that sickness comes from on high and they're suffering because they were bad, you remember those days? Your mother and father told you if you weren't good, you were going to get it. God will get you. You remember those days? I was always afraid of God because I was screwing up regular when I was a kid. Boys, what? Well, I'm going to get it again. Yeah. The reality is that's the way you were raised. See, if you're never taught that cause of life, cause of peace, cause of joy, cause of success already dwells within you. You know, it's like Freddie says in his lectures. He says, if you encapsulate me in a cocoon and hermetically seal me and I drop dead, he said, I'll still rot from the inside out because everything necessary to kill me is in me. And everything necessary to have me born again is already in me. And it's the balance that innate creates within that human body so that it's in a constant state of evolution and revolution, mentally, physically, and spiritually. When you understand that's what creates the dynamics of your existence. My God, do you understand that power sitting there just renewing you every day, every minute, every afternoon, every evening, every morning, every lunch, every dinner? You're renewed, you're rebuilt, you're regenerated. You're reestablished as a human being every day. Every day. You're brand new, mentally, physically, and spiritually, and ready to rock and roll and change the world we live in. But the people you have to deal with out there have no idea, no idea that they are at cause over their life. They're victims, aren't they? Don't you see them every day? Woe is me. Things are terrible and getting worse. There's no chance for me. I can't fix it. Whoa. And then some lunatic like you walks in. I said, what the hell's the matter with you? You don't like it? Change it. You're not happy with it? Move. Get something. Do something. Isn't that the Nike commercial? Just do it. I was kidding with the students at LAC the other day. LACC. You get up in the morning, you put on your damn Nike cap. You put on your Nike jacket. It's got the little pfft on the back. You got your Nike pfft on your shoes. It's on your freaking tote bag, pfft, Nike. You got this symbol all over you. It's probably in your goddamn underwear. And then you can't figure out what to do. Do it. You've got a just do it symbol all over your bloody life and you can't figure out what to do. Does that make sense? And you go out and you buy things to advertise this company's product. Phil Knight's having a ball with you guys. He says, none of them know what to do. And they keep buying my do it signal.
You know what to do. Tell a story, tell a story, tell a story. For whose benefit? For your own. Because as you understand what it is you do, and as you understand your purpose in life, and you keep repeating it and repeating it and repeating it, what are you doing? You're revolving your mind, you're revolving your spirit, and you're revolving all the trash out of your head. Every time you take a shower and you get up in the morning and you towel off, what are you washing off? The old you. The old body parts are wearing out. Whatever you had for breakfast today is what? Walking, talking, flesh and blood tomorrow, isn't it? Provided the nerve system's functioning properly. Well, that same thing holds true in your mind. The old thoughts have to be thrown out. What do you think you're here for? This is a weekend of a mental catharsis which you get to throw out all the trash that has held you back for the last 30 years of your life. It's time to trash it, get rid of it, scrub it, clean it, flush it, whatever it takes. Get it out of there. And ask yourself the question, why is it that I am not living up to my potential, which I damn well know I should be? How many of you here know you're better than you think you are? Raise your hand. You are bigger than you think. Do you understand that? You're bigger than you think. What does that mean? It means you're bigger than your ability to think. Thinking is a very limited process. If you sit down and try to define yourself by your level of understanding, you'll never reach your potential. Because your level of understanding is based on what? The past. Your level of understanding, everything you measure, fear, all of your anxieties, all of your limitations are based on what? The past. If you have an unlimited future and you move in that direction, then you have an unlimited you. If you, everything you think about, every fear you have, every anxiety you experience, every tug at the inside that stops you from being all that you can be, is based on something that happened yesterday. Isn't it? Do you know why? Because you haven't lived tomorrow to establish the limitations of the next day. Think about that. My only fears are based on the past. And yet I'm a chiropractor who lives with an unlimited future. Any fear you experience, any feeling you have that holds you back, is based on something that happened 10 or 15 years ago. Drop it. And drop it now. But be prepared for what happens when you become the big nut. You think the world's going to treat you well? You think you're going to look good running around looking like David Kennedy? Mad dentist? You know, compared to the dental world, can you imagine him sitting here talking to 1,000 dentists the way he just talked to us? Hell, he'd be hung in effigy in the hallway. Burned at the stake at the front lawn. This is the price that it takes. But you see, it's lunatics like David Kennedy that change societies. It's lunatics like David Kennedy and B.J. Palmer and Sid Williams and Fred Barge that change societies. These are the people who stand up and put themselves at risk. That's the question. Are you willing to put yourself at risk? Are you willing to stand up and be counted and say, I disagree? Are you willing to be that different? Because that's the price that it takes. There is a difference between success and greatness. Greatness is that place you dream about. Greatness is that place that has no limitation. Greatness is when you leave the limitations of this mortal coil. Greatness is when you live in the spirit of your vision and your dream. I don't know too many men on this planet, or women for that matter, who are honestly living their dream. Thank God I know a few. If you're not one of them, then get on with it. Because what you want to suck out of this life is the ultimate experience. The ultimate experience. It means you want to stand at the top of your spiritual nature and bless the planet. You want to lift the hearts and the spirits and the minds of millions and millions of people in your community and billions of people across the planet because of the things you know to be true. How many of you can remember those fleeting moments where you've had your dream going on? And you felt what it was like to be totally free. It was fleeting. It was there for just a moment. But you knew what it was. That's the way you want to live, 24 hours a day. Totally unencumbered by the thoughts of yesteryear. Who are you? Who are you? What did Shakespeare meant when he said, to be or not to be? That is the question. A state of being is an unlimited state in which you're just expressing unlimited power. Do you know who you are? Have you any idea to be sitting here trapped in this body of flesh with all of its limitations and be an unlimited spirit that has the creative capability to establish the universe? That's who you are. You are so free, so powerful, so unlimited, you don't have an idea. And if you don't have a methodology on a daily basis by which to expand yourself into your potentials, then get on with it. Put something on a daily basis into your life that gives you a brief time to experience who you really are. I know we've all got to climb back into these bodies every morning and live in this crazy physical world, but you don't have to live there in your heart. You may have to live there in the flesh, but you don't have to live there in your heart, and you can live outside of those limitations. Realize you move this body from the outside, not from the inside. How big are you? If it were to be known on a spiritual basis, you are so powerful you could use lightning bolts as toothpicks. That's the kind of juice you carry. You know, one skinny-ass lightning bolt starts a fire in 3 square yards in a forest. You can change the hearts and minds of 1 billion people around an entire planet. That's your power. Now, what happens when you align yourself with the unlimited juice and power of a principle called chiropractic? At that point, you take on all of its power. You take on all of its qualities. Remember what you align yourself with, good or bad, you become. This is the expression. This is what the world will measure you from. It will measure you by what you espouse to. If you align yourself with unlimited principle, realizing that the power for life flows from above, down, and inside out, and that inherent within you is the source of every answer to every possible question this planet can ever throw at you, then you become an unlimited being, and the world will then treat you according to how you measure yourself. They're not going to measure you based on what they think of you. They're going to measure you based on what you think of you. Do you understand that? This is not about you worrying about what they think about you. Young chiropractor said to me, but Ian, what procedure should I use? How do I get a practice going? How do I do this? I said, you change you. When you get right on the inside, the world gets right on the outside. Your universe gets better when you get right on the inside. That's the law. That's the process. Like the young father who came home bushed and tired. He just wanted to lay down. He'd had a 15-hour day, and his 4-year-old son came up and said, Daddy, let's play, let's play, let's play. And he didn't want to play. He was tired. He needed just a half an hour. Just give me some time, son. He said, no, Daddy, let's play, let's play, let's play. Father was reading the newspaper, and he saw this entire picture of the world on the newspaper. And he tore it up in about 10 pieces and gave it to his son. He says, go put that back, that together and bring it back to Daddy. It'll be a game. And the son said, okay, great, Dad. And he ran off and went off, and 5 minutes he was back and the whole world was all together. And the father said, my God, he said, I thought I'd at least have an hour's break. He said, son, you're a genius. How did you do this? He said, it was easy, Dad. Turn over. On the other side of the page was the face of a man. He said, I just put the man together, and when the man together, the world was together. And the father said, thank you, son. The key is to get you together. This is not about you elbowing the kid next to you or the guy next to you or the girl next to you or your wife or your husband, your CA or whoever else, and say, I hope the hell you're listening because you need this shit. Pompous ass that I am. How many of you are sitting there, oh God, if my husband was just here. He could just hear that shit. Well, I've been trying to tell him this for 2 years. I'm not talking to who's not here. You understand? I'm talking to you. You, individually, sitting by yourself, with all of your warts and your problems, with all of your inefficiencies and your improprieties and all the things you've done and all the memories and the screws up you've had. That's who I'm talking to. You, individually, nobody else. There isn't anybody to the right of you, to the left of you, above or below you. Just you, right where you are. This is your weekend of decision. You are at a decision point in life. You're recognizing the medical paradigm and its failures. The difference is you have an answer. Imagine the fear that must be in the hearts and the minds of the medical world. Because as their paradigm caves in and collapses, where do they go? They don't have an idea. And what have they done with the continued lie of sickness and disease coming from the outside in? They're perpetuating it. They're making it worse. It will get worse. We were told that bacteria and viruses were the cause of disease. Well, as BJ said, if that were true, there'd be nobody alive to believe it. They continue to try to create an outside-in principle so they can continue to sell outside-in drugs, don't they? If for one fleeting moment, all of a sudden, the hearts and minds of people understood what we understand, how would you sell drugs? You couldn't. So ignorance must be part of the medical paradigm. Darkness must be part of the medical paradigm. Lies must be part of the medical paradigm. And in the information age, those three things will not last. They can't. The situation is that the new game in town is that they're not buying the bacteria crap anymore. They're not buying the virus crap anymore. Let's blame their grandmother. Genes. It's in your genes, honey. Which means what? Oh, hell, there's nothing I can do about that. My grandma had it, I got it. Oh, Jesus. You understand? This is the next extension of the medical lie to keep the lie going. We must, in order to practice medicine, every few decades come up with a new lie to perpetuate the program. We must always have a cause for which the human being can do nothing about. We must constantly let them know that it's a roll of the dice, that it's God's decision, that they're sick and infirmed and ill. Because if they ever bloody well get the idea that inherent within them is the power, we're finished in medicine. If they ever understand that built into this system is the most unlimited power in the universe, then medicine is finished. If the human experience ever finds out just one-tenth of what your potential is, all of medicine is out the door. And chiropractic is the new game in town. And as chiropractors, knowing this principle, we have the amalgam that will bring all of the wellness world together. All of the exercise people, all of the nutrition people, all of the psychological people, all of the spiritually based people. When you apply the sciences of the world to a very simple principle that the body is a self-healing, self-regulating organism, and that whatever your science is, when applied, should nurture that principle, we have a singleness of purpose. We have a world who's got it together. We have a common belief system that will bring about not only the end of disease, but the end of war. And the end of hunger. I don't know if you know how big your principle is. I know you don't know how big you are. But this weekend, you must begin to realize it's a whole lot more than you've ever been taught. In your formal education, in your chiropractic education, the principle is bigger, you are bigger. We are in a discovery program. Do you understand that? This is about discovering the power of chiropractic, about discovering the power of the principle, about discovering the power in you. Because after all, you carry the beauty to the rose. Without you, the rose has no fragrance, no color, no beauty, until you see into it that which it is. Think about it. You're bigger than you think. You are so big that thinking can't measure you. Beingness. Awareness, doingness, this is who you are. This is what it's all about. We are on the other side of the critical mass paradigm, which means that people now believe what we believe. People now want what we want. The system is collapsing because it can't give them that which they know they need. The medical paradigm does not deliver chiropractic care, does it? The medical paradigm does not deliver nutrition. The medical paradigm does not deliver all of the things that create what you and I know the human body is potentially capable of. Therefore, the medical paradigm does not serve the consciousness of the nation. Critical mass consciousness is that point where enough people believe in a given system, that knowledge base that Jerry talked about, which then empowers everyone to believe that way. It's okay to think this way. At that point, everybody does. The medical paradigm cannot deliver the goods. The consciousness of man says, I want a new principle. I want wellness care. I want prevention care. I want less drugs, less surgery, less psychiatry, less crap. I want a simple, non-invasive principle that recognizes that I am the source of my beingness and my health and my wholeness and my success and my love. This is what I, as a conscious human being, want from this planet. Medicine can't deliver the goods. It is impossible for them. Well, if they can't, then who's got to? We will. We must be willing to be responsible for the knowledge we have. Knowledge is not power. Knowledge is not control. Knowledge for which you're willing to be responsible for equals power and control. And that means that it must be integrated into every fiber of your being and every aspect of your life so that when you move through a room, the room is different for your having moved through mentally, physically, and spiritually. For every radio station you go on, for every television station you go on, for every article you write, for every lecture you give, for every adjustment you make, the world changes from that day forward. You tell that patient on that table you're about to receive a life-changing experience. When I lecture to my patients, I tell them that their life will never be the same again after this evening. Within the next 30 to 45 minutes, you are going to join me in a life-changing experience, and the planet and the world that you and I live in will never be the same after this night. Is that not the truth? Is that not how big you are? Do you not carry the power and the message of freedom to set people free throughout this entire world? Four gray walls do not a prison make, but ignorance of the truth enslaves every human being on the planet. And you have the key to the kingdom. Do you understand that? You have the chiropractic key to the kingdom to remove slavery from a planet. And it begins with the understanding that inherent within them is the power that moves the universe, as BJ told us for so many years. You are bigger than you think. Think about it. Who are the people in your lives that right now need chiropractic care and you're afraid to ask them to come in? How many of you have not gone on that radio show, who have not done that television interview, who have not written that article or that letter to the editor? Why do you stop? Why do you pull yourself back? You go to the brink of greatness and you jump back. You know, Ty Cobb was considered one of the greatest baseball players in the history of the game. And they asked that baseball scout, said, you know, is it true that you passed over Ty Cobb? You didn't sign him up? And he said, that's true. He said, I didn't sign him up. He said, I did check him out. He said, when I watched him, he was a good baseball player. He said, but he wasn't great. He played well, but he didn't play fabulous. And I passed him over. And they said, well, what happened? He said, well, 3 years went by. And somehow, somewhere in that 3-year period, in that 36 months of Ty Cobb's life, he decided to pay the price of greatness. You see, Ty had to confront something within himself that he was not being all that he could be. And he said, there's a price to pay for this. How do I break out of this shell? How do I get out of this cocoon of mediocrity? How do I be any other color in life but beige? How do I break free? How do I realize the light of the world? How do I know? How do I do this thing? Why am I holding myself back? What is the price of greatness in your life? Does it mean not getting along with your mother and your father? Does it mean not getting along with the chiropractor down the street? Does it mean not getting along with the profession that you've joined? Do you have to be a David Kennedy? If so, why not? What is the price of greatness in your world? Or worse than that, are you willing to live without greatness? Will you acquiesce to mediocrity? No one will know whether you have been here or not. The worst thing in the world, to accept defeat and be consumed by the wave of negativity that rules this world. You don't need to live in the dark side. What is the price of greatness in your world? When you're sitting there quiet at night and everyone else in the house is asleep, what is your price of greatness? It should come up in the middle of you and burst you out of your chair and make you walk for hours, never being able to stop, energized by the possibility of greatness. You should be energized by the possibility of total freedom. You should be willing to go to the wall and be gutted, as William Wallace was, for his freedom. For he freed a nation with his beliefs. What was his price of greatness? Remember this innate directive, this spiritual wall of life that it dwells within you. It exists on both sides of this planet, the live side and the dead side. It makes no difference. Jesus went to the cross to prove that, didn't he? Did he not push it all the way? What was the price of greatness? Somebody said to me the other day, Ian, I'm in school. I got to put in an extra year. And I hate to miss that year because I'll get into practice and I'll be 35 and I'll have missed a couple of years. I said, a couple of years? Do you know what happened? Did you ever figure out that Jesus only practiced for 36 months? And for 2,000 years, the planet is still changing based on the spiritual adjustment he made on this planet? He brought people to an understanding of one God, one cause, one cure, one correction. Don't you understand that you and I have brought the missing link of man spiritually and physically together? That you can literally reunite man? That house divided that we've lived with all our life does not have to be anymore? That when you make that thrust and that adjustment, man spiritually and physically become one again for the first time in the history of this planet? Do you understand this is what you do? Or are you living in this little finite world of making an adjustment to get a fee, to make a buck, to make a payment? Good God, what limitations we force ourselves into. Seek first the kingdom. The chiropractor has the key to the kingdom. The kingdom of absolute freedom and absolute health. The ability to atone a planet. Bring it back into alignment within its universe. Oh, but you will pay a price. You'll have to give up all the things that fail in order to achieve success. You'll have to stop doing the things that don't work in order to achieve success. Somebody asked me once, I did practice management seminars for the ICA in the mid-80s, and they said, Ian, how do you see 400 people a day? I said, one at a time. You start early and you finish late. When you leave the office, you leave three tracks, your heels and your ass. Because you are physically bushed. You're beat. You're tired. But I've seen myself get in the car and drive the 45-minute ride home that I used to take, and the tears would run down my face for 45 minutes. Because I was gone. I was gone. I didn't even know I had an ass. I was up in the spirit somewhere just grooving. Man, I used to sing all the way home. I had a spiritual awakening going home every night. That's what it's all about. It's called living in the zone. The zone of spiritual freedom. Unlimited physical being. When you make that adjustment, boy, let me tell you, they get well quick when you're gone. If you adjust with a limited mind, you get limited results. If you know that you're restoring the physical body with the spirit that created it, you get unlimited results. Faster results, happier patients, greater impact. And then all of a sudden, the planet starts to come to your door. They want to know what it is you got. What makes you so happy? Why are you so joyous? And the rest of us are in fear and anxiety. For we live a life without power. We live a life with fear. And you walk through your life and you say, why are these people suffering such? They're suffering because you haven't told them. They're suffering because you haven't adjusted them. They're suffering because you haven't set them free. Having been through this weekend, you can never go back. For those of you who go back to your old comfort zone, you will feel a pain like you've never felt it before. You will know your potential and you will not reach. You will suffer the agony of a tortured spirit. The human spirit and the human mind, having been expanded as you have been over this weekend, can never go back. Your life is different because of this moment. You chose to be here. Nobody forced you. There are no victims in this world, only volunteers. And if your life is not working the way you want it to, then stop volunteering for failure. Choose to pay the price. See the difference in the world we live in. William Wallace said that some people never find a reason for living, let alone a reason for dying. Through your efforts, through your understanding, through your spirit, the world can once again choose freedom and life. Thank you very much. Love you.
Free at last. Free at last. Thank God Almighty. I'm free at last.